This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's been an incremental but significant legal victory for Apple. A federal judge in New York did not buy a government argument for forcing Apple to open up data locked into an iPhone. Now, this is not the same case we've been covering with the San Bernardino killers, but a separate one involving drug dealing. On this is Marketplace's Andy Euler. This case out of Brooklyn, Andy, could have some influence?
Yeah, that's right, David. The ruling essentially said the government was trying to assert an authority that it just doesn't have. But at the heart of the issue is this larger debate we've been talking about a lot, privacy and security. Now, what the New York judge said is that Apple isn't conspiring to keep the data on these phones inaccessible. They're just trying to stay out of these kind of cases. Now, Apple's hoping this particular ruling has far-reaching effects. It's the first ruling dealing with this sort of security issue, but is a bit different than the San Bernardino case. This one deals with a drug dealer, not homicide, but it could still set precedent.
And the broader issue is not going to get resolved soon.
That's exactly right. Both the government and Apple are assuming this legal battle will stretch out over years. They said they're even preparing for this issue to reach the Supreme Court. In fact, today, Apple's going to be on Capitol Hill arguing that the result of ordering the company to make data accessible in the San Bernardino terrorism case, the government would be ordering the company to weaken the security of all of its products. So they're saying this has really far-reaching effects, whatever happens.
Andy, thank you.